Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met his Vietnamese counterpart Bui Tan Son in Guangxi, with both sides pledging to support each other on issues of major mutual interests. Wang urged the two countries to expand cooperation in areas such as trade and investment, digital economy, green development, and new energy. The two foreign ministers agreed that China and Vietnam should manage differences properly and strengthen maritime cooperation. They stressed the need to advance the consultation on the code of conduct in the South China Sea to maintain peace and stability in the region. Senior commerce officials from China and the United States have held talks on trade policy issues of mutual concern. Chinese Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shouwen visited the U.S. this week. He co-chaired the first high-level meeting of a commercial issues working group formed last year with U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce Marisa Lago on Thursday. Wang expressed concerns regarding issues such as tariffs, sanctions against Chinese enterprises, and restrictions on bilateral investment. Both sides agreed to maintain close communication and support trade and investment promotion activities. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in Guangzhou for a six-day visit to China. She's set to talk with Chinese officials in Guangzhou and Beijing. Yellen is also expected to meet some economic experts and American business leaders in China. Her visit comes following a phone call between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday as the two sides seek to increase high-level communication. This is her second trip to China since last summer. Rescue operations continue after the most devastating earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Authorities say at least 10 people have been killed and over 1,000 others injured after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake off the island's east coast. More than 200 aftershocks have been reported in and around Hualien. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake was reported on Friday morning. Patrick Falk has more.
Rescue efforts following Taiwan's biggest quake in a quarter of a century are paying off. Official video released on Thursday shows airlift teams plucking miners to safety. Local media reports also say some members of a group of hotel employees who were trapped in a convoy of minibuses after the quake struck have found their way to safety. The others, reportedly, are in good health. Despite the severity of the earthquake, measuring over magnitude 7 on the Richter scale, experts say the damage has been relatively contained. Strict building codes and regular drills at schools and workplaces have helped. Authorities remain on alert for aftershocks. There are fears of further rockfalls and landslides. Thursday marks Qingming, also known as Tomb Sweeping Festival. People have been warned not to go to mountainous areas while paying respects to their ancestors and loved ones.
Israel says it will open two humanitarian routes into Gaza to allow more aid into the territory. The arrest gate in northern Gaza will be temporarily reopened for the first time since the start of the conflict, and the Ashdod port will also be opened for humanitarian deliveries. More aid from Jordan will be allowed to enter via the Kerem Shalom crossing. The move comes hours after U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time since seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli strike. Biden warned that future U.S. support for Israel will depend on its steps to protect civilians in Gaza. He told Netanyahu that Israeli strikes on humanitarian workers and the overall humanitarian situation in Gaza are unacceptable. Russian Federal Security Service has detained three more people for their alleged involvement in the deadly concert hall terror attack in suburban Moscow. The agency says the suspects were arrested in the Russian cities of Moscow, Ekaterinburg, and Omsk. They include a Russian citizen and two foreign citizens from Central Asia. In sports, Rafael Nadal has announced his withdrawal from the Monte Carlo Masters due to health reasons. The withdrawal casts a shadow over Nadal's hope to return to Roland Garros in late May for his 15th French Open title. The 22-time Grand Slam winner went through hip surgery last summer and has played only three matches, all in Brisbane, after his return to action at the beginning of this year. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.